Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of May, so may the 4th be with you. 2021. We've got the best technology news that's happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, apparently Verizon took a look at AOL and Yahoo and said, why did we do that? As most of you know, Verizon bought AOL and Yahoo a few years ago. Apparently yesterday they took a look at it and said, yeah, let's get rid of these things before they lose even more value. Yes, indeed, Verizon has sold AOL and Yahoo properties to Apollo Global Management. And when I was saying losing value, well, they bought them for $9 billion. They sold them for $5 billion. Yep, a $4 billion loss. Now, apparently Verizon will still have about 10% stake in Yahoo, but it looks like with the AOL side, they want nothing to do with it. Now, those of you unfamiliar with Apollo Global, that's actually a private equity firm who actually owns resorts in Las Vegas. Yeah, I know, I'm kind of thinking, what? AOL? Yahoo? Resorts? Vegas? What? But apparently, they're thrilled about it. They think they can unlock the tremendous potential of Yahoo, and they expect big and bright things to be coming in the future. Well, I hope it does work out for them. Personally, myself, I'm not holding my breath. Guess people are on a buying streak yesterday. Facebook said, hey, you know that studio behind the VR shooter Onward? Yeah, let's just buy them. So they did. And by doing so, they've added another developer to its growing Oculus Studio stable. Yes, they have acquired Downpour Interactive, though they didn't really say how much they paid for them. Apparently top secret for right now. All we do know is the entire studio? It's all included, lock, stock, and barrel. As for what will happen in the future, particularly for the VR shooter game Onward, apparently they will continue support for the game, at least where it's currently available. As for Facebook, we don't know if they're done buying studios yet or not. Since late 2019, they've already bought 3 studios that produce game content. Those iPhone 13 rumors just keep on coming through. This time we're talking about displays. And apparently the contractor that will be supplying those, Samsung. Yes, from what we're hearing, the iPhone 13 Pro and the 13 Pro Max models will feature an OLED display with 120 Hz refresh rate. Now we all know what that means, smoother content, scrolling, yeah, you get the idea. This isn't the first time we've heard about this. Our main man Ming over in China has been stating that the next higher tier iPhone models will have 120 Hz refresh rate, but now that we're seeing a deal with Samsung already, it kind of cements that. Now, apparently the 120 Hz support will actually be made possible by Apple adapting a low-power LTPO display technology. And that would result in a more power-efficient device, and doing so by turning individual pixels on and off on the display. So there won't be a huge impact on battery life. Yeah, I did say huge. Doesn't mean there won't be any. And finally, staying with Apple news, did you just update to 14.5? Well, get ready to update again. Oh, I know. How many times does this keep happening now? It's like you get updated a few days later, you got another update. Who knows? There may be another one coming here in the next few days. That is, if you're running iOS, iPadOS, macOS, or watchOS. Yep, they're all getting an update. Why an update? Well, apparently this update will resolve the WebKit flaws that actually could have been exploited. Apparently the issue concerned maliciously crafted web content that actually could lead to code extraction. For non-geeks out there, that just means bad stuff. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking out there, wait a minute, hold on. I got an older iPhone. Is this going to affect me? Well, yeah, it will. But have no fear. If you got an older iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch device, and of course it won't support the latest version of iOS, well, you can download iOS 12.5.3 instead. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, the Mac Show 2, the Photo Show, and of course, the Big Show. You can also find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.